The Law and Ordeals podcast returns to you, looking at the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. It's been a minute, but I'm J.R. Radcliffe from Now News Group.
I'm Lainey Seiler, also from Now News Group.
We have we've compiled quite a list of exciting of interesting items from police reports. So many, in fact, that we're actually not going to give them all to you right now. We've got more. We've got another podcast coming really soon. Let me tell you, flamingos could be involved. Lobster could be involved. All representatives from the animal kingdom. Next time we do one of these,
it'll be JR's favorite.
What's my favorite?
All the animals.
Oh, animals! I love animals. You want people to click on your story. You talk about animals. That's the way it goes. So if we want people to click on our podcast, it makes sense that animals would be where it's at. Am I right?
You're right.
All right. Why don't you get us started, Lainey?
I will.
I think Richfield is where we're going to start.
This person's an animal. Richfield, a 65-year-old Sussex man, was cited for disorderly conduct after a couple reported seeing the man performing yoga naked on a platform in the Richfield Historical Park. The Washington County Sheriff's Department responded to the park. But they were unable to find the man. His vehicle was found unoccupied, according to the sheriff's department. And because darkness fell, the incident evolved into, quote, more of a wellness check.
I love wellness check as a phrase used for, like, let's just make sure he's okay and not
up
to no good.
Right?
Right.
The sheriff's office used an unmanned aircraft system equipped with forward-looking infrared camera and located the man just before 9 p.m. The Sussex man told deputies he normally practices yoga clothed, but due to the warm weather, he took off his clothes. It's really just for safety.
He was cited for disorderly conduct. So let's break this down. There's a dude doing naked yoga out in the northwest part of the metro. That's random. The cops used an infrared, like a device, like a drone or something with infrared cameras to find the naked dude doing yoga. Does that not seem a little bit like an overreach of resources?
Definitely.
Oh, my goodness. That is ridiculous.
I don't know. Do dogs that can smell? I don't know. It was just like.
And could they find him because he wasn't wearing clothes? Like the heat seeking signatures or something like that to just find this naked guy in the dark?
Like, I feel like usually that stuff is used for, like, I don't know, someone, like, shootings or, like...
It does not seem like this would rise to that level. But then again, naked dude in the park. Like, what's happening there? Again, it comes back...
More without clothes, I guess. I don't know.
It comes back to the theme that we've had a lot on this show. There are so many naked people. People who aren't wearing their pants.
People in the suburbs. Keep your clothes on.
That was a phenomenal Freudian slip. We are going to keep that in, what you just said. That's fantastic. Naked yoga man. I mean, good for you. You are comfortable enough in your skin. I mean, I always said if I was in my living room and my wife is like, the windows are open and I'm walking around without a shirt on or something, it's like, well, that's their problem if they look through the window. Like,
you're at home. That's
bad for them, not for me.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'm not breaking the law yet because I'm not doing yoga naked in a park. But
I mean, if it was dark and no one could see anyway, does it really matter?
It doesn't. That's a good question. If a guy does naked yoga at night, does it matter? That's like a tree falling in the forest question.
Yeah, right.
I think that's a phenomenal thought piece
or thought experiment. They had to use the infrared.
Infrared cameras to find a naked guy in the dark, people. This is happening.
Maybe you should just be left alone.
Let's go to Germantown. A daytime burglary on Maple Road turned into a major drug bust for police. Germantown police responded to a home after homeowners returned from work that afternoon to find their home had been broken into. According to police, a large sum of cash and weapons were stolen. During the investigation, police found 32 marijuana plants in the home, along with packaged marijuana and high-end growing equipment. They also found illegally obtained morphine on the male homeowner. The homeowners were taken into custody on the following charges. There's a litany of them. The burglary investigation remains under police investigation. I'm sure they're really going to work hard to find the people that clearly broke in to steal their drugs.
Like, you would think, I mean, this is pretty dumb. It's dumb.
It's so dumb. Look, guys, if somebody breaks into your house, sure, your first instinct is to call the cops. But if you have 32 marijuana plants, you have to ask yourself, do I want police on the premises? It's just not that hard a question.
Is it worth it?
It's
not worth
it. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? Can you believe people were so dumb as to be like, let's call the cops, even though we are in plain sight?
At least maybe try and hide them. I don't know.
Right. Maybe you have like an escape room or something. I don't know. I don't know how hiding marijuana works.
Like, it's out in the living room. Just like, whatever.
Unbelievable. Well, some people, you know, your house gets broken into. It's your first instinct. You really got to think about that, though. I mean,
maybe not the smartest people.
Not the smartest. Port Washington, we got a lot going on in the Northwest or the North Shore.
They've been busy
up
north. Police recovered ice cream bars, marshmallow dip, and a Piggly Wiggly t-shirt stolen from the Piggly Wiggly on Green Bay Avenue after tracking the thief into a swamp north of Market Street at about 8 p.m. September 13th. The suspect, 39-year-old Port Washington man, initially did not comply with police commands. When they found him in the swamp, police are seeking charges against him for the retail theft and resisting an officer.
You got to ask yourself just how worth it is it to you to evade police. Because sometimes you got to find yourself in situations that are 10 times worse than actually being booked for the minor crime or whatever it is. I mean, theft is not a minor crime per se, but there are worse things than, like, chilling in a swamp trying to hide.
I know. I mean, but JR, have you ever had marshmallow fluff?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And a Piggly Wiggly t-shirt.
I know.
It's like one for the road. Like, you just decided on the way out, oh, yeah, and I want this, too. That's a great shopping spree.
I know. I mean, it was hot. He needed that ice cream bar.
Right. Some people deal with the heat by getting naked and doing yoga in the park. Some people deal with the heat by stealing ice cream bars and a t-shirt and marshmallow fluff from the local grocery stores.
Just keeping the cops busy up there.
The heat is turning people into crazy people. Fortunately, we're kind of out of the heat now. It was pretty hot there for a while in the greater Milwaukee area. Not so much anymore. Let's stay in Port Washington. Police had to mediate an argument 10 o'clock in the morning, September 9th, between a 31-year-old Port Washington man and a 42-year-old Milwaukee man when they disagreed over the unwritten rules of fishing in the 100 block of South Wisconsin Street. The two agreed to fish in different areas and stay away from each other. Those rules of fishing, Lainey.
I know.
They are concrete. You cannot disobey them.
You can't.
What do you think are some of the what do you think unwritten rules of fishing
are? I have no idea.
Have you ever fished before?
Unwritten? Yes, I have. I mean, I'm not good at it, but.
Well, no, it's near my. I think I haven't fished in.
Cast your reel near someone else? I have no idea.
I'm sure that's it. Now, I have been at parks where people are fishing in the river, and I often wonder, do I need to be quiet because, you know, noise, the fish might pick up on that? I have no
idea.
It's
an unwritten rule, JR.
It seems like you should be quiet around fishermen. It seems like you shouldn't cast your reel in the same area. There's got to be more to it than that. Like, don't use certain baits. Or something.
Maybe he was drinking the wrong kind of beer while he was fishing.
Oh, it could be. Could be there's a certain kind of beer that is an unwritten rule. You're right. We should know more about the unwritten rules of fishing to know what would inspire people to have such an argument over them that they would lead to police presence.
They had to separate like children.
Yes.
Okay, over in West Dallas, a man and woman aged 25 and 23 and their 3-year-old daughter were sprayed with pepper spray from the window of a building on 60th Street about 8 p.m. September 18th. The 64-year-old man who did it told police that he thought the people were smoking crack outside his window. He was arrested for child abuse, use of pepper spray, and possession of pepper spray by a felon. He was taken to criminal justice facility. I would just have to say that is the wrong response.
Yes.
No matter what, don't spray people with pepper spray when you don't know what's going on.
Yes, I'm a parent of a 3-year-old and it would break my heart if somebody sprayed them with pepper spray. It would just devastate me. So, like, there is that element to it as well. But like, seriously, dude, I mean, it's not like these people have 32 marijuana plants sitting in their house. You don't make assumptions. This sort of thing has got to happen all the time in neighborhoods where people assume that the people across the street or whatever are up to no good.
Right.
Or somebody driving by is up to no good. And it's like, seriously, they were trying to deliver a pizza.
Right.
You know, like
Just going on a walk. And I mean, even if they were smoking a crack pipe, this is not what you do. You don't respond
by spraying them down with pepper spray. No. How does that benefit?
Like, I know.
That'll teach you to be in our neighborhood with a you know, like, how does that help at all?
Yeah.
People are dumb. So in Greenfield, a man on the 6500 block of West Allerton Avenue said his neighbor has a voodoo doll in their driveway pointed at his house with a nail in the chest. Police spoke with the neighbor. She said she has the doll there to watch her neighbor because he videotapes her and reports back to her soon-to-be ex-husband. She also says it's therapy for her, so she feels the neighbor doesn't have control over her. She was not willing to take it down.
Oh, my God.
There is so much here. Who is crazier than the person who's like, got to call the cops because the neighbor's got a voodoo doll, or the woman who's like, oh, yeah, no, that doll keeps an eye on my neighbor.
Yeah.
That
She's
is an
like,
unhealthy
yeah.
neighborly relationship right yeah. there.
She's like, it is a voodoo doll, and it serves a purpose, and I'm not removing
it. It's therapeutic for me. You know what? I would be creeped out by this. I would be really, really weirded out. It's like, seriously, the neighbor has a doll facing my house. That is uncomfortable. There's something
so wrong
about
that. A nail in
the
chest. I think it's a little threatening.
I'd say it's very threatening.
I do want to know, though. I mean, what if she's right? What if her neighbor is videotaping her?
And
reports, that is creepy, to her soon to be. This could be, seriously, why is this not on a TV show? Someone needs to make a show out of this.
Out
one.
Of this podcast.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
need to be a TV celebrity. This is what it comes down to.
So.
I also think we could use a voodoo doll somehow as a mascot. We need to work that into our logo somehow.
I think so.
That is delicious.
Oh, my God. Bless the Greenfield police.
Oh, my gosh. How do you respond to that? It's like, okay, I've got this person who's actually trying to use a voodoo doll and this person who's so bothered by it that they had to call the police. Like,
how do you
mend that fence when clearly both sides are a little bit off kilter, a little bit? That's weird.
I think she needs more therapy.
I may agree with you. Let's end of the show in New Berlin.
Okay. Police arrested a 37-year-old New Berlin man around 6 p.m. September 13th for OWI after he was driving around the New Berlin Police Department trying to get arrested. The man was spotted by an off-duty police officer who saw a suspicious person driving around the New Berlin Public Safety buildings. When he was stopped, the man told police he was driving around the police department waiting to see how long it would take for someone to stop him and arrest him for drunken driving. The man added that he's an alcoholic and wanted to get arrested so he could get help. That's not how you do it.
Well, yeah, it seems like that's an interesting choice to say, you know, today I really need to get arrested. That's what's best for me. It probably is the right call for this guy to get himself off the streets. This isn't exactly the way to do it, but everybody has their own technique of dealing with their problems.
That's true.
We hopefully have dealt with one of your problems, passing the time on your commute as you think to yourself, my goodness, the greater Milwaukee area is strange. We sift through the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports as often as we can.
Yes.
And we're going to do this again real soon. Another episode of Law & Ordeals is coming. I'm excited. We're going to try to do this more often, right?
We are.
We have this fancy studio that we can use now. So our audio quality is pitch perfect. Very excited. Thanks for listening to Law & Ordeals, everybody. We'll catch you again next week.
Bye.